Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
W.D. Bentley introduced Cooperative Extension in Oklahoma. Now 100 years later, a variety that carries his namesake offers tremendous resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley also provides a unique blend of genetics from Texas and from Kansas Overlay variety with OSU's true graze and grain breeding stamped in. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more. That's okgenetics.com.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
The public statements were made yesterday during the only public meeting expected for the Farm Bill Conference for the 2018 Farm Bill, H.R. 2. Pat Roberts is chairing the conference committee, and he indicated that it's all about trying to serve the farmers and ranchers that'll be the major beneficiaries of H.R. 2, the Farm Bill.
But we must embrace the attitude of our producers, optimism and ingenuity. A farmer doesn't plant the seed in the ground without the faith and optimism of harvesting a good crop. That means we must do our job. We must agree to a bill that provides those same men and women the much-needed certainty and predictability they deserve.
As for the chairman of the House Ag Committee, he says he's willing to go behind closed doors and work day after day until the deed is done.
That I am ready and willing to remain in Washington and work every day until we get this farm bill enacted into law.
Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, former chairman of the House Ag Committee, is not on the inner circle this go-round, but he offered a very concise history lesson about the federal farm safety net that was developed in the 2014 farm law and is still an integral part of this 2018 proposal.
ARC and PLC were designed to be different programs. If you remember when we did the 2012 that became the 2013 that became the 2014 farm bill, wheat was $8 a bushel, corn was $7. The pundits in this town said there would never be another bad day in rural America. You don't need a farm bill. But we created a safety net knowing that there would be another bad day. Cash commodity prices are essentially half what they were when we last met. That adds to the importance of passing another farm bill.
Now, the four principals will have to go behind closed doors and start trying to work out differences between the House and the Senate versions of farm policy. Colin Peterson is one of those four. He basically had very little to do with Mr. Conaway during the House debate and eventual passage of the very partisan House version of ag policy. He says you got to put all that behind us now and try to come up with a way to get a compromise so we get a farm bill done.
Farmers are counting on it. And we've all seen the statistics on the decline of the farm economy. It makes no sense, and it doesn't benefit those farmers one bit, to relitigate how we got here. It doesn't get us any closer to our goal. We're all here for the same reason, to deliver for the people who count on the programs within this bill. Those are farmers, they're consumers, they're people who care about renewable energy and research and natural resources and rural communities. But more than any one issue, I want a farm bill.
Top Democrat of the House Ag Committee, Colin Peterson of Minnesota. You've got farm news on Ron.
Coming up, Pollard Farms is presenting its largest offering to date at their 21st annual female production sale and mature cowherd dispersion Saturday, September 15th at the ranch near Wacomas. The sale features an elite crop of Pollard's youngest and freshest genetics, plus a select group of show heifer prospects, proven donors, and spring and fall calving heifers and cows bred for the backdrop. 350 head will sell as 250 lots, sale catalogs, and additional information available upon request. Call 580-758-1464. That's 580-758-1464.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.